今天下午你们好，今天能来到这里给大家在一起非常好。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Jesus said, You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
在使徒行传一章八节，耶稣说，当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
In Acts chapter 13, Luke, who wrote the book of the Acts, has reached a decisive point in his narrative.
我们知道是路加写了《使徒行传》，他在十三章的时候，他的叙述已经达到了一个关键的时刻。
In keeping with Christ's prophecy in chapter 1 verse 8, witness has been born to him in Jerusalem, chapters 1 to 7.
要按照啊，耶稣在《使徒行传》的一章八节的预言，人们要为他在耶路撒冷就是啊做见证，一到七章。
Now in all Judea and Samaria, chapters 8 to 12.
在八章到十二章是在犹太全地和撒玛利亚。
Now horizons broaden to the ends of the earth.
现在我们的视野已经扩展到地极。
The Holy Spirit has come and the church has been established.
我们知道圣灵降临下来，然后教会被建立起来。
Two deacon evangelists have prepared the way.
我们知道在其中有两个做执事的传道为传福音预备了道路。
Stephen, by his teaching and his martyrdom, chapter 6 and 7.
在第六章到第七章里，斯蒂凡通过他的教导，还有他后来为主殉道。
And Philip, by his bold evangelization of the Samaritans and the Ethiopian, chapter 8.
在第八章里，腓力大胆地向撒玛利亚人和这个埃塞俄比亚人来宣教。
In the early chapters, two major conversions have also prepared the way.
而且在这个前面有两个人有重大的转变，也为这个传铺下了道路。
Saul was commissioned as an apostle to the Gentiles.
保罗被委派成为外邦人的使徒。
Cornelius, a Gentile, was converted through the witness of Peter.
我们知道一个外邦人叫哥尼流，他通过彼得的见证来归信了耶稣。
And some unnamed evangelists have preached the gospel to the Greeks in Antioch, chapter 11.
在十一章里，我们有不知道名字的传福音的人，也在安提阿传福音给希腊人。
Now at last, the move in Acts is to the ends of the earth. How does that happen?
我们知道这个使徒行传最后的目标是要把福音传到地极，这是怎么发生的呢？
God uses a prayerful, cosmopolitan, and spirit-led church.
神是用一个祷告的、普世性的和圣灵带领的教会。
Verse 1, now in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul.
一节，在安提阿的教会中，几位先知和教师，就是巴拿巴和称尼解的西面，古利奈人路求，与分封之王希律同养的马念和扫罗。
See, Acts 13 opens up, and we see a thriving church in Antioch, part of Syria.
我们知道，在《使徒行传》的第十三章的一开篇，我们就在看到，在叙利亚的安提阿，我们看到了一个蓬勃有生机的教会。
And Antioch's geographic, military, and economic location made it an important and cosmopolitan city.
我们知道，安提阿的地理、经济和军事地位使它成为一个非常重要的大都市。
Some unknown people started this church, having been scattered by persecution.
我们知道不知道是谁开始了这个教会，后来呢，因为受迫害，所以教会呢分散了。
Then we know that Barnabas, Mr. Encouragement, came and helped to water and grow the church.
后来劝慰子巴拿巴呢来帮助这个教会来浇灌，来后来这个教会开始成长。
And he brought Paul, the Apostle Paul, Mr. Theologian, to help with teaching and training. The church was built up, the church grew. Acts chapter 11, 19 to 29.
在使徒行传的十一章十九到二十九节，那么保罗巴拿巴呢把保罗请了来，保罗他是一个神学家，来帮助教导培训，结果教会就建立起来，教会开始成长。
It was a cosmopolitan church. It was multi-class and multi-ethnic.
是一个来自世界各地的人组成的聚会，是一个多阶层、多种族的教会。
Barnabas was a bicultural Jew from Cyprus.
我们知道巴拿巴呢是一个从塞浦路斯来的双元文化的犹太人。
Simeon, called Niger, means black, was presumably a black African.
西面呢，他称为尼杰，尼杰的意思呢就是黑色，他大概是一个非洲的黑人。
Lucius of Cyrene is from North Africa.
你知道路球呢是古利奈人，他是来自于北非。
Manaen is a Hellenistic Jew.
我们知道马念呢，他是一个希伯来语名字的希腊的形式。
He had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch.
他是一个希腊化的犹太人，他是与分封的王希律一同长大的。
To be brought up with means that he was like a foster brother or was an intimate friend, very close to Herod.
他可能是一个给寄养他的家里，是一个这个和希律是一个就是亲密的朋友。无论怎么样呢，他都是在权力和财富中长大的。
He would have been raised with wealth and power.
他成长的过程中是很有权力，很有财富的。
The fifth church leader was Saul, the Jewish professor who came from Tarsus in Cilicia.
第五个这个教会的领袖呢，是来自基利加大树的扫罗，他是一个犹太的教授。
And these five men symbolize the ethnic and cultural diversity of Antioch.
这五个人象征的安提阿的种族和文化的多样性。
It was a cosmopolitan church, and this was reflected in its leadership.
这是一个世界性的教会。反映在就是他们的领袖的阶层，就是这样。
This service is different because we're mainly Chinese.
这个我们这个聚会是不一样，因为主要是中国人。
But in that church, it was like a 9 o'clock congregation. We have people from many cultures.
他们那个教会呢，就跟我们九点那个聚会似的，来自于不同的文化的人。
When we reach more and more people for Jesus in this area, we have people from all cultures coming together.
当我们为耶稣赢得更多人的灵魂的时候，从有不同文化的人会进入到这个教会中来。
And our leaders should reflect the people from different cultures who come together.
我们的教会的领袖这一阶层呢，反映着从不同的文化来的人的背景。
And now we Baptist Church call a Chinese pastor to represent the Chinese community to reach out to.
我们教会呢请了中文的牧师来呢来传福音给我们中国的人。
And we've had Chinese deacons as part of our leadership.
我们有中文的执事。
And we've had Arabic deacons part of our leadership.
我们有阿拉伯的执事。
The church in Antioch was like that, cosmopolitan, and the leaders were cosmopolitan.
这个安提阿的教会就是那样，是个都从世界各地来的。这个当然领袖呢也是从世界各地过来。
And verse 2 and 3 says, While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Spirit said, Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and they sent them off.
第二节到第三节，他们侍奉主禁食的时候，圣灵说要我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们所做的工，于是禁食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。
The people are worshipping God, they're singing, they're praying.
人们呢是在敬拜神。他们在唱诗，在祷告。
They are fasting. They are not eating food, so they can focus on God.
他们在禁食，他们不吃饭，目的是呢，更容易集中在寻求神上。
They are seeking God's direction.
他们寻求神给他们的带领。
They could be thinking about world missions and the Great Commission. Who should go? Who shall we send?
他们可能想到普世的宣教，这人可能想到大使命，我们该打发谁去？
Paul was already told by God that he would be an apostle and a missionary to the Gentiles.
我们知道有人告诉保罗，他将会成为外邦人的宣教士。
But they had not gone to the Gentiles yet. Now was the time.
我们知道他但是从来没有去过外邦人，那么现在呢，就是他去的时候了。
And as they were praying, God spoke.
我们祷告神呢，他们在祷告的时候，神就说话了。
The Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them."
圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴、扫罗。去做我召他们所做的工。
The message may come from a prophet, or maybe through a conviction of the leaders who gathered together.
这个信息呢，可能是通过先知传给他们的预言，也可能是教会领袖他们里面一个内在的感动。
But as they worshipped and fasted and prayed, God spoke, and He spoke clearly.
我们知道，当他们在敬拜、禁食、祷告的时候呢，神就说话了，而且说话说得非常的清楚。
12 years ago, God called one of our members, who's Lebanese, to go to Lebanon as a missionary.
12年前呢，神呼召我们聚会中的一个人，黎巴嫩人去做宣教士。
God spoke to him, and God spoke to the church.
神呢，对他说话，神也给教会说话。
And we agreed together, and we sent him to Lebanon as a missionary.
我们共同的呢，来同意，然后呢，把他打发到黎巴嫩去做宣教士。
And last year I was in Lebanon, and I saw the wonderful work God was doing through His witness.
啊，去年呢，我去啊黎巴嫩，看到了神借着他在那里所做的工作。
When Pastor Trent last year resigned from his position here after 12 months, we prayed, the church gathered to pray for a new pastor.
去年当蔡牧师呢，他去年辞职的时候，我们就为新的牧师来祷告。
We worshiped God and we prayed.
我们寻求神，我们祷告。
I must confess, I didn't fast.
我非常必须的告诉大家，我没有进食。
I like my food.
我喜欢吃饭。
But we prayed.
但是我们祷告。
And then I spoke to some Bible colleges.
我给一些的神学院联系。
And then I met Liambo.
然后就遇见了Liambo。
And as we prayed, Sue Peek and I met with Liambo.
秀碧跟我呢在一块就遇见了Liambo。
And we felt the conviction of the Holy Spirit that this man was the man to lead this church.
我感觉到圣灵的感动就是让这个人来带领我们的教会。
But it wasn't enough for us. We had to get a committee of people together so that they could be convinced by God.
不仅是这样，我们还有教会呢，还有一个招募的委员会，我们共同的来有这个感动。
Then we brought the recommendation to the whole membership at our special meeting, and we wanted them to say, "Yes, we believe this is of God."
我们必须把这个决定提到我们整个的教会来，让他们也能来同意。
And we thank God for the work that's happening today.
我们谢谢神为我们今天在这里所做工作。Thank you.
And last year, my associate pastor, Pastor Nathan, he accepted a call to go to Orange Baptist Church in the country.
你知道去年呢，这个我们一个那个副的牧师就是这个 Nathan， 他呢去 Orange 了。
Today, Orange is covered in snow.
现在这个 Orange 那里全是被大雪覆盖了。
But we prayed for a new pastor.
所以我们就祷告，求神给我们一个新的牧师。
We prayed at our business meeting, and then I went to my office.
我呢在这个在一个会议上，我就祷告之后呢，去我的办公室里。
And a friend of mine said, "There's a new man. His name is Brett. You should look at him."
结果一个朋友告诉他呢，说他一个朋友叫 Brett， 一个朋友叫 Brett， 你应当让牧师去给他联系。
God works very quickly sometimes. We finish the meeting, I walk into my office, and there's the name of someone else to consider.
神做工作都是非常快，我刚。当结束完这个会议，然后去那边，那么事就来了。
We met with him, then we had the full committee, and then the church said, "Yes, this is the man to be the associate pastor."
然后呢，我们开了见了他，然后开了会，那教会说是我们教会的就是要选立他。
And I'm so thankful that God points us to the right people for the job.
我们谢谢主神总是把对的人带来做这个工作。
So when God said, "Set apart Saul and Barnabas," the church listened to the Spirit.
说神说要让分派巴拿保罗来做工。
After they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and they sent them off.
他们进食祷告之后，按手在他们身上，就把他们打发出去了。
They didn't fight the Holy Spirit; they were obedient. So should we?
他们没有与圣灵相争，他们是顺服圣灵。我们呢，也应当这么做。
But it was a church that commissioned and sent out its best people.
我们知道是教会呢。应当委派最好的打发出去。
Paul and Barnabas had been preaching in that church in Antioch for 12 months. Chapter 11 tells us.
在使徒行传十一章告诉你，他们两个人已经在那里待了一年了，十二个月了。
God said, "Send your two best teachers. Send them away."
神就说，把你们两个教会中两个最有恩赐的人打发出去。
When you're a pastor, you like to keep some of the good people in your church.
作为一个牧师的话，你老是希望把最好的人留下来。
I always get sad when they go away.
当他走了的时候，我会感觉到非常难过。
But we must send them away when God has called them, so they can do ministry in Lebanon and in Bali, Indonesia, and in China and in Africa and in South America. We must listen to God and send our best people around the world to make a difference for Jesus.
但是呢，我们应当把这些个人打发到世界各地去。让他们去做神召他们所做的工，在世界各地。
Our best evangelist is the one we sent to Lebanon.
我们最好的一个是这个传福音的人，我们送他去了黎巴嫩。
He would just talk to people and pray with them, and that And then he would share Jesus with them, they would become Christians.
他就是跟人分享，那么人们就可能成变成基督徒。
And we sent him away to another country.
但是我们把他送到另一个国家去了。
And God is doing a good work there, but God is still doing a good work here.
神在那里做奇妙的工作，神照样在我们的中间也做奇妙的工作。
See, now we Baptist Church, we are a sending church. We train people, then we send them to all over the place.
我们 Now we 啊，浸信会呢是一个祷告的教会，我们把人们在这里培训，然后把他们祷告出去。
We want to be a church that trains and sends pastors and missionaries and youth workers and university workers to our cities, our country towns, and to the ends of the earth. That's what God has called us to be.
啊，我想神呢，啊，要让我们成为一个培训和差传的教会。我们差派牧师、宣教士、啊，青年工作者、大学工作人员到我们的城市、乡镇和一直到地区去。我们相信是神呼召我们这么做的。
The church in Antioch.Worked in cooperation with the Holy Spirit.
我们知道这个安提阿的教会能够和圣灵的圣灵一起的来工作合作。
The Holy Spirit set them apart.
圣灵将他们分别为圣。
The church then sent them.
然后教会呢把他们打发出去。
And in verse 4a, we read that the Holy Spirit sent them.
但是在第四节呢又说是圣灵把他们差派出去的。
The two of them, sent on their way by the Holy Spirit, verse 4, went down to Seleucia and sailed from there to Cyprus.
他们既被圣灵差遣，就下到西流基，从那里坐船往塞浦路斯去。
The Holy Spirit and the church working together.
我们知道圣灵和教会共合作，把他们打发出去。
So now the mission starts. They travel to Cyprus, the first place.
看来他们的旅程就开始了，他们去塞浦路斯。
Says the two of them, sent on their way by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia and sailed from there to Cyprus, just across the water in the Mediterranean.
我们知道他们被圣灵差派，就下到西流基，从那里坐船呢往塞浦路斯去。他这个塞浦路斯就是在这个地中海的一个岛上。
We don't know why they went to Cyprus first. It was pretty close, and Barnabas was from Cyprus.
我们说巴拿巴呢是啊，我们不知道为什么去塞浦路斯，可能巴拿巴。
In verse 5, what happened? When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. John was with them as their helper.
我们说到了撒拉米，他们就在犹太的各会堂里传讲神的道，由约翰做他们的帮手。第五节。
The first place they always went in the new city was to the Jewish synagogue, because you see, they had the word of God and they were waiting for a Messiah.
你知道他们啊，无论走到哪里去，他们都是到犹太人的会堂里去，因为在那里啊，因为犹太人他们有圣经，他们正等着弥赛亚的来临。
And people will often ask them, "Do you have a message for us? What is your message?" And they will tell them about Jesus, his life, his death, and his resurrection.
他们呢就问啊，你们有什么新的信息呢？那么他们就开始跟他们讲耶稣的出生、耶稣的死、耶稣的复活。
It's important to preach the gospel.
所以说传福音是非常重要的。
Some people say, "Oh, I'm just going to love people. I'm just going to pray for people, and that will be a good enough witness." No, you must also speak the gospel.
有人说啊、哦，我就是啊，爱人，我就是帮助人，但是不够的，你还必须要用言语来传讲福音给他们。
And then in verse 6, they continue their trip across the island to Paphos.
我们知道第六节，他们就去。经过了全岛，来到帕弗。
Verse 6, they traveled through the whole island until they came to Paphos. There they met a Jewish sorcerer and false prophet named Bar Jesus, who was an attendant of the proconsul Sergius Paulus. The proconsul, an intelligent man, sent for Barnabas and Saul because he wanted to hear the word of God.
第六到第七节，他们经过全岛，直到帕弗，在那里遇见一个。有法术假充先知的犹太人名叫巴耶稣，这人常和使徒保罗同在。使徒保罗是个通达人，他请了巴拿巴和扫罗来，要听神的道。
When they get to this place, Paphos, they have an interesting and exciting opportunity because the ruler of Cyprus, that's what the proconsul is, the ruler of Cyprus says, "Come and tell me about God."
他们来到帕弗的时候，他们有个非常好的机会，就是塞浦路斯的省长，这叫方伯，就邀请他们说：“来，给我们讲讲神的道。”
How does he know about Saul? How does he know about Barnabas? Because they've been preaching everywhere.
他们怎么知道巴拿巴和扫罗的呢？因为他们保罗、巴拿巴和扫罗都在到处的传道。
It's very exciting when non-Christians say, "Come and tell me about Jesus."
如果有一个啊不信主的人说，啊、来过来告诉我告诉我耶稣的事，那是非常令人激动的。
Because most people don't want to know about Jesus.
因为很多人不信主的人根本都不想跟耶稣沾边。
About a month ago, the local member of parliament, the federal member for our region, rang me up and said, "Can I come to your office?"
几个星期之前呢，有一个我们啊当地这个一个联当地政府的联邦议员，他呢给我打电话，他想了解了解福音。
I didn't ring him. The member of parliament rang me.
啊，他说我没有给他打电话，他给我打电话给我。
He said, "Pastor, can I come and ask you about marriage and gay marriage and homosexuality and Christianity?" I said, "Yes, come."
他这个人呢，就问我啊，说牧师啊，你是不是让我想想听听你关乎啊家婚姻、家庭、同性恋还有福音关系？他想知道这些。
He wanted to know what Christians believe because he might have to vote in government about these.
他想知道啊基督徒的观点，因为他要投票。
So for 1 hour, we open up the Bible and explain to him that marriage is between man, one man and one woman, that God does not like homosexuality. He wants people to be holy and godly, and that Jesus loves everyone.
所以呢，我们就花了一个小时的时间给他讲福音，给他讲神在这希望一个男人一个女人结婚，他不喜欢同性恋，他希望过圣洁的生活。
But he had a great opportunity because the leader, the ruler of Cyprus, has come and tell us about Jesus. But there was an enemy. There was opposition.
我们呢在这里呢，保罗和巴罗巴有个非常好的机会，因为这个房伯他要想听福音，可是呢，在这时候呢，有一种敌对的势力就来了。
In verse 8, we read these words: "But Elymas, the sorcerer, for that is what his name means, opposed them and tried to turn the proconsul from the faith."
只是呢，行法术的伊律马，伊律马这个名字翻出来就是行法术的意思，要抵挡使徒，要叫方伯不信真道。
Friends, men like Elymas were well versed in astronomy and astrology, agriculture, mathematics, and history, like the Magi.
像伊律马这样的人，他精通天文学、占星术、农业、数学和历史，就像圣经中那个三博士一样。
However, some were involved in various occult.Demonic practices were famous for their ability to interpret dreams.
然而像这样的人呢，他常常会去参加一些神秘的宗教，他们呢能够解梦。
See, Elymas was Jewish. He should know the word of God, and his name was Bar-Jesus, which means son of salvation or son of Jesus.
因为嘛，他是个犹太人，他应当认识神。他的名字叫巴耶稣，这个意思的话就是救恩的儿子，或者是耶稣的儿子。
His other name, Elymas, means skillful one.
他的名字的另一个意思呢，叫做灵巧人，就是非常灵巧。
Now, politicians had these magicians at their side to help them make decisions.
我们的一般政客呢，他需要有一些像这样的魔术师在旁边呢，帮着他们做决定。
So this Jewish sorcerer is upset because if he becomes a follower of Jesus, he won't have a job anymore.
你知道这个犹太的这个人，他就现在就。不安了，因为如果这个省长知道了啊，信了耶稣的话，这个人他就没工作了。
So a spiritual battle is happening. You have the ruler wants to know about Jesus, the sorcerer wants to stop him learning about Jesus, and you have the apostles.
你知道他现在有一个啊属灵的征战，一个是这个方伯呢要相信要听福音，可是这边呢有个伊律马呢他来抵挡这个福音，那么使徒呢就夹在中间。
And Christian writer John MacArthur writes, "Leading someone to Christ is not merely an academic exercise, nor is it a matter of making a successful sales speech. Rather, it involves all-out war against the forces of hell. Saul and Barnabas battled by Jesus for the soul of Sergius Paulus."
约翰·麦克阿瑟说，他是引导一个人呢归向基督，并不是只是一个学术的练习。也不是一个成功的推销的问题，相反呢，它涉及到跟地狱的黑暗势力全面的战争。扫罗和巴拿巴在这里给巴耶稣，就是在争夺试求保罗的灵魂。
Friends, many times I have studied the Bible with a non-Christian, and they are close to becoming Christians, and then they get taken away from Jesus.
你知道以前呢， 啊，给很多的人，给不信主的人来分享福音。可是他到了快信主的时候呢，有些原因呢，就把他拉走了。
Sometimes it is the husband saying to his wife, "No, don't become a follower of Jesus. Let's go away from him."
有的时候呢，是做丈夫的给妻子说，不要相信，然后就把他带走了。
Sometimes it's a mother or father saying, "Don't you believe that?"
有的时候是一个父亲或者母亲告诉他的孩子，不让他们信福音。
Sometimes a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
有的时候是男朋友女朋友。
It's always a battle for our souls.
在这个人的灵魂的事情上，总是有征战。
So the disciples received divine empowerment for a confrontation with evil.
我们知道这个使徒呢，接受的神圣的能力，能够来对抗这个黑暗的势力。
Why don't you read this, Liam, but verses 9-11.
我读9-11节，扫罗又命保罗，被圣灵充满，定睛看他说：“你这充满各样诡诈、奸恶、魔鬼的儿子，众善的仇敌，你混染主的正道还不止住吗？现在主的手要加在你身上，你要瞎眼，暂且不见日光。”他的眼睛立刻昏蒙黑暗，四下里求人拉着手领他。
The Holy Spirit filled Paul in a powerful way to pronounce judgment on this sorcerer.
你知道圣灵大大的来充满扫罗，要审判这个巫术人，做巫术的人。
He called him a child of the devil and an enemy of everything that is right.
他称这个保罗的说他是魔鬼的儿子，众善的仇敌。
Paul says his name by Jesus means son of Jesus, but he is in fact by devil, a child of the devil, because he opposes the work of God.
保罗说，虽然他的名字叫巴耶稣，是成为耶稣之子，但是实际上他是巴魔鬼，而是实际上是魔鬼的儿子，因为他在抵挡神的工作。
And Luke sets out before us a dramatic power encounter.
我们让路加在这里把这个戏剧性的能力象征呢，摆在我们的面前。
The Holy Spirit overthrows the evil one.
我们这圣灵呢，推翻了恶者。
The apostle confounds the sorcerer.
这个使徒呢，让这魔术师变得惊慌。
And the gospel triumphs over the occult.
福音胜过了邪术。
And what's the effect of this powerful victory?
那么这个强大的得胜，它的结果是什么呢？影响是什么呢？
Verse 12, significant success.
我们知道，在第十二节。看到了一个非常巨大的成功。
When the proconsul or the ruler saw what had happened, he believed, for he was amazed at the teaching about the Lord.
在十二节里说，这个方伯就是个省长，他看见这个使徒所做的事，很稀奇主的道，就相信了。
He saw and he heard.
他看见了，他听到。
He saw the judgment of God upon the sorcerer, and he heard the teaching about the Lord.
他看到了神的审判临到这个行巫术的人身上，他听到了神的话。
Word and sign come together, and he believes in Jesus.
神迹奇事伴随着主的话来感动了他，使他能够相信了耶稣。
And he is the first totally Gentile convert who had no religious background in Judaism. God is doing his work.
我们知道这个人完全没有任何犹太教的宗教背景，他是一个。就是从一个不信主的人成了一个基督徒。
The gospel is spreading to the ends of the earth.
我们知道这个福音正在向地极传播。
And over the next few weeks, you will look at how God continues to build his church through Paul's three missionary journeys.
我们以后的几周我们看到保罗怎么样经过他的三次的旅行布道，把在各地来建立教会。
But the mission continues.
我们知道这个宣教呢再继续的下去。
We all have a part to play.
我们每个人都有发挥的作用。
Because you see, when they started 2,000 years ago, where's the gospel come to? It's come to Australia.
我们知道2000年前他们开始传的福音，今天来到了澳洲。
Didn't just go to Cyprus; it reached all around the world, came to Australia.
对，不单是去塞浦路斯啊，而是今天来到了澳洲。
It's now reached Malaysia.
我们现在也来到了马来西亚。
And Taiwan.
台湾。
And China.
中国大陆。
Where's your home city?
河北。
And yeah, in that place too.
去那个地方，对。
But you see, you have to remember, at the beginning, it hadn't gone anywhere.
我们知道，你要知道，一开始的时候，福音是哪里没有去的。
Jesus said it will go to the ends of the earth. It has reached the ends of the earth. And we are part of God's church because the gospel has gone forward, because missionaries have taken the word forward, and it's now our job to keep taking the word forward to our friends, our families, our neighbors, our schools, our universities, even some other countries.
所以说耶稣说, 你要把福音传到世界各地, 现在的福音就传到了世界各地。
Yeah. And I had to come all the way from Greece to Australia so I could hear this wonderful message.
说我呢就要从希腊来到澳大利亚来听到福音。
Because I would not have heard the message properly in Greece, and God brought me to Australia so I would hear the gospel and be saved.
如果在希腊的话，我不会听到福音，不会正确的听到真正的福音，所以来到这里才明白了福音。
And by the grace of God, at Nawi Baptist Church, we are building a cosmopolitan church. Men and women, boys and girls, teenagers and youth from all the cultures of the world coming together to worship Jesus.
我们知道靠着神的恩典，我们在这里建立这个教会，有不同的男女，是吧？各个地方的人在这里来敬拜神。
And you through this church, this service, the Chinese one, have a special mission to reach Mandarin speakers for Jesus.
我们弟兄姊妹在这里，我们有个特殊的任务，就是把福音传给这一代的中国人。
All around us, there are Mandarin speakers. Jesus said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Not just for the first disciples, but for you and for me too. May God help us to testify to him and bring him glory and honor. Amen.
帮助我们给他做见证，然后把荣耀归给他。Let's
pray.
好，我们低头祷告。Lord
God, we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit that gives us courage and hope and strength to be your witnesses.
主啊，我们感谢你，你给我们赐给我们圣灵，让我们有能力来给你传讲你的福音。We
thank you that we have heard the gospel and been saved.
谢谢你，我们听见了福音，我们相信了真理。
Thank you that the gospel has reached to the ends of the earth. Help us to spread your gospel in Nawi and surrounding suburbs. And we pray this in the powerful name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.